producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dan Kofol, radio host out of Dallas, about to be syndicated via GCNLive.com, is our guest. I've been ranting here. You've got the last 5 minutes. You've got the floor. What do you think about what's happening with the EU, with Greece? What's the next big shoe to drop?
Well, the reason that Greece is such a problem is not that it's such a huge economy, but the EU is not designed to have countries come and go from it. The Greeks are really saying, to heck with you about your debt and your austerity. We don't plan to honor the debt. Well, the problem is once Greece says we're not going to honor the debt, then Italy says the same thing, then Spain says the same thing, and now you have this cascading
effect. Then Portugal, then Ireland.
That's it. And you have this.
And the Germans aren't going to sit there and put up with this forever.
No, and the euro, as we know it, will diminish in significance, which is kind of good for the U.S. But that's the reason that the Greeks are so important. And this new Greek government, they call themselves leftists. They look a lot like people from the right years ago saying we're not going to put up with this forced austerity because it's not in our best interest. Even if the Federal Reserve puts up the money for the Greeks, people will find that out. They'll know, and they can't continue to back Greece forever. So this is a real, no kidding, problem that can and probably will cascade through. And the problem is, real quick on the derivatives. The derivatives are so dangerous and so damaging. There's not a nickel behind those derivatives. It's like you going to a crap table in Las Vegas and saying, "I want to put $50 on a hard eight," but you don't put any money down. Well, that's what derivatives are like. You're making bets without any equity behind the bets. So
the only equity is the faith and credit of the United States, i.e. the taxpayer.
Well, Steve, you've been right for a long time when it says that the U.S. has now agreed to back $700 billion worth of derivatives. When you first said that, I had to spend some time researching that to figure out where you got that from. And then I saw the introduction of the language in that bill that said that financial institutions can now invest from their banks, which are guaranteed by the FDIC, which means those $700 trillion worth of derivatives are guaranteed by the FDIC and us. You were right on the money, and that's terrifying.
Well, I was just going off what a bunch of financial experts who were reading the bill said, so I was just going off. I could go to the subsection of the bill and see they were doing that. I mean, look at how Obama now wants to take over the education IRAs to protect them and tax them. I mean, if we let them do that, they're going to go after everything. That's the plan.
Absolutely. 401Ks, IRAs. It's been in Congress since about 2005 when Democrats first started to make it known that we're not worried about the debt because it's just coincidental that there happens to be just about the same size of the U.S. debt, roughly right now, $19 trillion. There happens to be roughly $20 trillion in 401Ks and IRAs. Well, what a wonderful coincidence.
Which is the only place you can keep a little bit of after-tax money and maybe have a retirement. They're going to rob the very baby boomers and people that are putting them in power, while the Democrats constantly claim that it's conservatives that want to loot Social Security when they want to loot the private Social Security.
Well, I'm just shocked that you'd use the phrase rob, because they're not going to rob you, Alex. They're going to take everything you've got, and then they're going to turn right around and give you a piece of paper that says, hold this piece of paper for 30 years, we'll pay you 3% interest, and hopefully you'll get your money back because it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. They're going to give you that piece of paper back even after they've taken all of your assets, all of your hard assets, all of your paper assets. So, you know, I'm trying to be a little humorous there, but yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're robbing America.
Well, Dan, I'd like to invite you down sometime when I'm out of town to co-host with David Knight or some of the other crew, and I really appreciate you being on with us. Thank you so much.
I enjoy it, Alex. I've listened to you for years. You're just a pleasure to listen to,
my friend. Please stop it. You're a pleasure to listen to. You're awesome. All right, folks. So that's it with Dan Kofol. We've got a link to his website up on InfoWars. BigBrotherMainstreamMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to give the number out, cover news, and take your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this OxyPowder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. The action within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Between the chairman of the Fed and the president of the United States.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very...
In the Fed, ladies and gentlemen, talk about breaking the law. Well, what if you say that you're above the law and that Congress just has nothing to say, period, on the power of the purse, which in the Constitution is the main power of the Congress, the purse strings. Elizabeth Warren, who the Democrats praise as this pure as the driven snow, super Hillary, who will defeat the big mega banks and redistribute the wealth and save us all, a la the Davos plan. Elizabeth Warren opposes congressional meddling, close quote, of audit the Fed bill. It would appear the powers that be are getting nervous. That's right. Yesterday, Fed Governor Jerome Powell stepped up to the central bank's push against the term congressional efforts to extend political influence over monetary policy, calling them misguided and in violent conflict with the facts. Today we have Elizabeth Warren, the senator, trying to sound supportive of transparency, but proclaiming that she opposes Rand Paul's audit, the Fed bill, because it promotes congressional meddling in the Fed's monetary policy decisions. The Fed's monetary policy decisions. Desperate to appear a huge opponent of Wall Street and the Fed, Warren begins, as Bloomberg reports, by criticizing it, that she strongly supports greater congressional oversight over the Fed's regulatory and supervisory responsibilities, then retraces and hinders the efforts to bring transparency. Warren, quote, opposes current versions of the Fed audit legislation because it promotes congressional meddling in Fed's monetary policies, according to email statements from Warren's office. Such meddling risks politicizing, quoting her, those decisions and may have dangerous implications for the financial stability and the health of the global economy. She goes on to say there's dangerous implications for financial stability and the health of the global economy. This is from someone who supported the Obamacare Act, the Affordable Care Screwjob Act that at least doubles your prices, creates giant death panels, and they admit is a transfer of wealth. But thank God the American people are so stupid to, quote, Gruber, because they wrote it to confuse the public. And the case for killing Granny, 1 week after they passed Obamacare, Newsweek came out and said, yeah, we're going to kill your grandmother. Guess what? It was in there, suckers. And Zuckerberg says the same thing. You know, my users are dumb effers, quote, close quote. They think they can trust us. See, it's the reveling in the slavery. Just like Brian Williams is up there. Oh, yeah, I got shot down by an RPG in a helicopter. Oh, I meant I was flying right behind it. Oh, I meant an hour and a half before. I saw dead bodies all over the place floating by at Katrina. I was there. Not true. Lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies. In fact, can we cue some ministry up for the intro of the next segment? The lie song? Because this is lies. And so I want to ask the listeners, where do we start or stop if Brian Williams, thought about doing a skit, everybody's making jokes, you know, Obama said you didn't build that, so everybody made these memes of kids building blocks or people cutting their yard or somebody, you know, writing a book. You didn't do that. You didn't build that. Well, now they're putting out all these different memes that Brian Williams was with the 300 at Gallipoli. Brian Williams actually wrote the speech for Martin Luther King. In fact, he was Martin Luther King. He was actually there with Babe Ruth whenever he knocked all those balls out of the park. He did everything. And because this has now happened, he's been exposed. It is endangering Hillary because she pulled the exact same type of scam. So there we were at this bridge, and Frodo says to me, here, you take the ring. He also has the ring of power. Of course, if he mentions that at a public school, he'll be kicked out of school or arrested. Brian Williams also said it was an honor to be the first man to walk on the moon. It wasn't Neil Armstrong. He won his fifth Wimbledon championship. I figured it was time to give someone else a chance, Brian Williams. He was also Mary Lou Retton. President Lincoln had him as a top general. But see, everybody's making jokes about this, that he survived the Titanic and that he was there at the Last Supper and that he's the man that stood in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square and that, well, he also was Ernie to Bert and that he walked ashore, with General MacArthur in the Philippines when he said, "I shall return." And he was the American sniper, most deadly sniper ever as well. Of course, that'd be someone copying another poser. One does not simply misremember being shot down by an RPG in Iraq. That's really funny. There's a graphic cartoon where he's talking to Hillary Clinton in a bar, Brian Williams is, and he says, "See this scar? Got that in Iraq when my copter was shot down by an imaginary rocket." And then Hillary points at her face that's seen more skirt than a toilet seat and says, "That's nothing. I almost lost the pleat in my pantsuit while dodging imaginary sniper fire in Bosnia." Hey, how are they going to square that with Hillary that Bill got in trouble for cheating on her with women and that Hillary admittedly has more girlfriends than Errol Flynn? I mean, I'm not attacking Hillary that she thinks women are beautiful. I think they're beautiful as well. I'm just wondering, you know, is she going to have a first lady in the White House? Because the word is her and Clinton may get divorced. I mean, it doesn't matter if she's a criminal. As long as she's a lesbian, that's trendy, right? I mean, will the fact that Hillary is a lesbian have any bearing in the 2016 elections? I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing that out there as well. This is what this country has come to, an absolute joke. And these are the people starting war with Russia. Remember that FBI agent? We had him on many times. I forget his name. Google the FBI agent that released the photos of the crack pipes and Mao Zedong ornaments on the Christmas tree. And he had I think it was called the Paul Revere Society. And they audited and tried to shut it down in D.C. I've had him on. We need to get him back on. He released that stuff in 97. I had him on the show. And he got in trouble for, you know, daring to expose it. Who would you run the White House. You've taken the country over. Why would you want to hang up crack pipes and Mao Zedong stuff on the Christmas tree? It's because they're deviants, ladies and gentlemen. They're into just screwing everything over. Just like Gruber said, "You're a bunch of idiots, aha," and these other globalists laugh at everybody. It's all part of rubbing our noses in it. These are weirdos that hate normal people. And by normal, I'm not even talking about your sexual preference. I mean, people that just don't want to run other people's lives. People that just like a normal Christmas tree. White House Christmas decor featuring Mao Zedong comes under fire. Yeah, that was back in 2009 because they're doing it again. But I'm talking about 1996 or 7. Who was the White House FBI agent that exposed Clinton? He exposed a bunch of other weird stuff, and I can't remember his name right now. Point is, he's being properly persecuted. Hey, whatever happened to Bongino? How's he doing these days? We need to check in on him. Which 90s Hillary Clinton hater will Fox host next? Gary Aldridge, that's right, his 1996 book about inside the White House. And we need to get Aldridge back on because he's getting audited and harassed by the IRS right now. And they admitted in Congress because he dares talk bad about our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, what type of country is this where the CIA guy gets a couple years in jail for exposing illegal torture, and then the people that did the torture don't get in trouble? The torture was advertised. They admitted it. So you can't send him to prison for exposing it. You can't send the guys that tortured to prison for following orders. I'm not saying they're innocent, but you've got to first prosecute the people that gave the illegal orders, like John Yoo, who admits he wrote the memos for the CIA saying you're authorized to bury people alive, to tear their fingernails out. People go, "Well, good, these are Muslim extremists we're fighting." No, ladies and gentlemen, they're fighting anybody that resisted them. The actual terrorists are working for the West. And all we do is lose the moral high ground when you torture somebody. I don't care how many Jack Bauer 24s you watch. There's a reason that we'd never tortured. You don't torture because you lose the moral high ground. Besides, the real way to get somebody to talk is offer them a suitcase of cash. Everybody knows that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, Why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Lies. 9-11 was a coup against our republic. Gentlemen, we called you here together to overthrow the United States government. That's why I oppose classical secession by the states. We're not seceding from the federal government. We need to secede from the occupied crime syndicate that's taken over to re-upload the republic. It's like you come home after a month-long trip and people moved into your house, you have them thrown out. You throw them out, or if you don't want to get your hands dirty, you call the police. And that's what we got to do, is police our country and throw the criminals out. They've gotten away with so much because people can't believe the evil we're facing. But finally, with somebody like Brian Williams, it clicks. Or somebody like Gruber, it clicks. Wow, you're an arrogant, lying sack of garbage. Well, Al Gore says he invented the internet when people have, two different guys have won Nobel Prizes for it. One American, one English, for developing what became the internet in the 1960s. Al Gore had nothing to do with it. He voted in the Senate on some legislation on internet rules in the early 90s. So he could say, I was involved in legislation with standardization right before the internet became ubiquitous. Instead, he says he invented the internet. You can pull the clip up. Everybody knows he said it. This is the mental illness of these people. After all, Al Gore, I invented it, and everybody knows it. I'm joking. I did not invent the internet. Everybody knows I didn't. But this Brian Williams thing is the type of issue that can bring them down. Here's another example. I can show you the Journal of Bioethics calling for killing babies up to age 3. I can show you the legislation to put troops on death lists and old people on death lists. It's all admitted now. People were in denial every step of the way it was happening. A feminist website had an article about how this woman aborted her male baby because males are inherently bad. And there are a lot of species where the female kills the male after mating, I guess. Well, now this is just kill the male before it's born. There are some species where males kill males under them, even their own offspring, because they don't want genetic competition. So, but this is not something we've seen in humans, and it's not healthy. And people are in the YouTube video from yesterday's show, the clip, Sexist Feminazi Aborts Male Baby. That's a good headline, but it needs to be Deranged Woman Kills Her Son for Feminism. That's it. Woman kills her male baby for feminism. Woman sacrifices male child to feminism. That, and she says she got power out of it. This is for her feminism, and that women need to do more of this. People are on the website saying this is a made-up article. Really, is Peter Singer at Princeton saying similar things? Is that made up? Is all the stuff on the news where they push this made up? No. You're in denial about how sick these people are. That's what's going on. I can play a BBC clip from last week where they're now making people in Europe get chips to have jobs. TSA announced last week you're going to have their authorization to get a job in the future or to travel. I mean, this is here. You understand? This is happening. This is planned out. All this stuff's going to happen. We're here trying to hold it back, and people are complaining, going, hadn't gotten really horrible yet. What's your problem? Meanwhile, it is getting horrible. We're trying to hold the gate up while arrows are shooting over and rocks are being thrown on us and we're battling as hard as we can. There's all these slack jog folks going, there's no crisis. So what if 100 million people are on welfare, 50 million on food stamps? So what if there's 2 quadrillion in derivatives? So what if we're having a war with Russia? So what if we're funding Al-Qaeda? So what if they're opening the borders up and ignoring the law? So what if they shut off our power plants? So what if they carry all this out? I don't care. Why don't you quit being so alarmist all day long? Okay, scum, don't come to me when it all closes. Oh, you already are coming to me. You want government-guaranteed tuition. You want more welfare. You want more corporate welfare. You love the system because you've never done anything. I'm talking to our enemies. So go ahead. Just know this from you know what? It's the oscillating fan. Those of us that know what's going on, are going to be the people that stand out and the people that reconstitute society. And you're going to be known as the trash, garbage, scum that wrecks society. We're going to take your calls, 800-259-9231 on any of these issues, 800-259-9231. The phones are open. I'm Alex Jones, baby.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com. Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense, normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo and so much space.
Even your emotions had an echo, so much space.
And when you're out there,
yeah, you gotta be crazy to know what the brother's talking about.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? I think it does.
Does that make me crazy?
Thank God I'm crazy.
Does that make me crazy?
Because all these people going along with this tyranny, if that's normal,
does that make me crazy?
I don't want to be normal. Thank God I'm crazy. Let's let Gnarls Barkley roll a little bit more.
And I hope that you are having the time of your life. But think twice.
That's my only advice.
That's my only advice.
Ha, ha, you think you're in control?
Come on now. Who do you think you are?
Bless your soul.
Bless your soul.
You really think you're in control? Well,
all you New World Order people are idiots. If you had any connection to God, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
I think you're crazy.
Possibly. Best part of the song's right here. My heroes. So I'm going to be like them. Monday through Friday, we're here live. I want to go to your phone call, Stephen, Kevin, John, Mike, Steve, and others that are patiently holding, and then we'll get into a ton of other good, the bad, and the ugly news, a lot of good news as well, a lot of positive news. Watching this lying, scumbag, anti-gun, pro-open border, anti-family, Obama-loving, New World Order-loving, George Bush war-loving propagandists, this state-loving, this tyranny-worshipping, little pretty boy garbage head, Brian Williams fall is a very nice sight because it could be a domino effect for people like Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of them. Before I go any further, the ritual of me occasionally taking vitamins and nutraceuticals on air is not a marketing ploy. At least it didn't originate like that. It is a marketing ploy in the most sincere form. I tend to forget to take my InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsHealth.com nutraceuticals, whether it's Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 from InfoWarsHealth.com, or it's our encapsulated organic from the Mediterranean type oil of oregano that's so much more easy on the tongue and the stomach, or DNA Force, or Supermel Vitality, or the Secret 12 Methylcobalamin, truly organic, super absorbable vitamin B12, or the Survival Shield X2. I just tend to forget. And I've been getting to where I take it two times a day, three times a day, and I don't forget. And let me tell you, when I don't forget, things are good. I gave my children some colloidal silver this morning, Secret 12, and Ancient Defense. In fact, can I have an Ancient Defense? I know all the bottles we put in here for display, I keep opening them and getting into them, and then I end up taking those home. But I'm kind of proud of myself because I ran out of Secret 12 and Ancient Defense at home today because I've been having my children every morning with water take, you know, a squirt of it. And then I realized, wait a minute, I forgot to do it myself. So I have not gotten my dosages yet today. We got the iodine. This is not like the iodine at the store, folks. Don't do this with regular iodine. Consult your physicians. This is true nascent iodine. Take a shot of the vitamin B12, put it in the glass of filtered water. Super Male Vitality. I'm going to take a couple squirts of that. Oh, you're not supposed to take this much, but I'm sorry. I'm going to have a little secret sauce in there. And then I'm going to stir this bad boy up. Oh, there's my Ancient Defense. I knew I was forgetting something. A whole bunch of key herbs to boost immunity. Put that in there. And I alternate this, but sometimes I put colloidal silver in and won't put Ancient Defense in. And then I drink a glass of this. And let me tell you, it's awesome. It actually tastes good, too. This could be a new soda line, but all natural and good for you. I mean, that tastes better than vitamin water. That tastes better than Gatorade. That tastes awesome. I'm telling you, we need to look into that. Coming out with bottles that are like basically 5 or 6 ounces, so you can get it in 3 or 4 gulps that are the true energy drink, but it's just vitamin B12 and herbs and things like that. I mean, believe me, if they sold this at stores, this is what I'd be buying bottled right here. It's the Ancient Defense and the vitamin B12 that makes it taste so good. And my kids think it's candy, because it is. And they're in really good moods once they take it. So I don't give them the Super Mel Vitality. I give them everything but that. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. To get all the products that we produce that you got my pledge are the highest quality, the most concentrated, extremely expensive compared to leading competitors, but then at very competitive prices, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com and get the entire family of longevity products that are excellent, discounted when you sign up for free shipping. And your purchase at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, you can become a distributor there and get discounts as well, helps fund the operation. So I want to thank you all for doing that. Now, continuing here, let me take my oil of oregano from InfoWarsLife.com and one of the caplets of DNA Force. The circle is now complete, and I will have a much better day now. So there you go. Please join me. Check it out. Take the challenge and find out that it's no brag. It's just fact. By the grace of God, we have been able to develop truly trailblazing proprietary nutraceuticals. It's a win-win-win-win-win to also fund this operation. It's a match made in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. We just continue to be blessed. No weapon formed against us has prospered. I cannot tell you the attacks, the dirty tricks, the enemy operations against us, and I just have learned, I'm not confident, I've just learned to lay back and say, God, you handle it, and I can't believe what happens to everybody that messes with this operation. It is biblical, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been watching this for 20 years. 20 years. I've never seen anything like it. George Washington talked about providence, you name it. It's incredible what happens to people that do things to us, the evil demons that try to bring this operation down. I cannot describe what happens to people. Just everything, every weapon they use against us fails. Everything the enemy does is ends up being turned against them. It's amazing. I just want to thank God right now for the blessings that this operation has had in the hedge of protection. As I know, I'm a dirty rat in the presence of God. I'm like dirty rags, the best I can offer. I do not deserve any of this. But God knows that I'm committed against evil and that I do want justice and I do care about innocence and the unborn, and I hate bullies. And so for all my problems, I know that's why God has supported me this far. And you know, it's like Job. If God ever removed the hedge and I was destroyed, that's all just part of life. I would not ever blame God, and God knows that. God knows that. And so thank you all for your prayers. I mean, I have no doubt it's your prayers that help, as the Bible says, helps give us that hedge of protection. But my life has been like a James Bond movie, and you know, we don't get into some of the stuff that goes on, some of the things that happen, some of the things that people tried on us. I mean, can you imagine? The White House-run Media Matters has articles about us every day. Can you imagine the type of crap that goes on? And I've just learned that it's all part of this Matrix-like bizarreness. I mean, I just put up with it, and quite frankly, I've just learned to take it in stride as entertaining. But it truly is the promises of the good book fulfilled. And I just wish other people out there realize that the danger is in not fighting evil. The danger is in not standing up. The danger is in giving in to fear and submitting to this world system. There are so many straight and strong, pure, good people out there that if you would just stand up, you could have a great effect in the fight against tyranny. And I want to salute all our listeners that spread the word about the broadcast, that support our local AM and FM affiliates and those sponsors, and that pray for us and everything. Because what you're doing is just as important as what I do. And it is humbling when I run into the families and I run into the old people and the young people and the black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter, who just are in awe when they, you know, see me out in public or something, and it's obscene because I'm in awe of you, not of myself. We are all in this together. We're fighting against the beast system. And I'm now digressing. I said I'd go to phone calls. I'm in awe of the fighting human spirit that refuses to submit to the devilish designs of these globalists. And I'm in awe of you taking action. This morning I was lifting weights and working out, and it just hit me. This is an all-out war. This is really real, and I know it's real. I've always known it's real, but it's real. I mean, we're really fighting enemies that are empowered, that are possessed, that are driven, that are fulfilled by a desire to hurt innocent people and a desire to hurt beautiful people. And I mean beautiful in your art, your soul, your love of innocence, your love of justice. They hate us. Do you understand that? They absolutely hate those of us because they're scared of us. They've stolen the world through fraud. Of course they're scared of those that have chivalry and honor and those that they can't buy. They're scared of us. They know good men are much more vicious and powerful than evil men. We just aren't wired like they are, so we don't do the things they do. And so we're blind. We have blind spots. But the enemy has blind spots as well. They're arrogant, and they can't help but declare their victory over us. Because they think celebrating the downfall of civilization will give them power. The downfall of civilization will bring down their world government. And on its rubble, we'll build the new civilization. Okay, I'm ranting. I apologize. Stephen, thank you for putting up with me. You're calling from New York. You want to talk about feminists that I should say are anti-human, anti-women, degenerate, hateful control freaks that want to attack the human species. So let's just call them cancer bots. What do you want to say about the cancer bots?
Yeah, it's actually Stephen, but it's all right. Yeah, this cancer bot, how did this cancer bot even get pregnant? I feel like no one's talking about the husband that knocked her off. I mean, I thought she hates men. You know what I mean?
Well, she probably went to a fertility clinic and they made a mistake or something. I don't know.
Oh, what do you expect? She did something real unnatural. How, look at that. Well, I was just curious about that. I mean, I know this is this huge, you know, disgusting feminist story coming from these cancer bots, but,
And Stefan, I'm sorry I got your name wrong.
No, it's all right. But, yeah, I mean, like I'm saying, these cancer bots, I mean, I'm surprised they're even having sex with men. I'm surprised they even think about that. You know what I mean?
Well, I just don't get how men and women of the same species, we're totally interconnected, how they've gotten us to be at war with our own species. It's a total joke. It's like a science fiction plot line.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, my theory of it is just they got to the head of these, you know, big organizations, and I'm sure they threw them some sort of grant and told them, listen, nudge, nudge, this is the new ideology that's going to come out of these feminist groups. And, you know, a lot of these feminists, they're already lost in their mindset to begin with. And these feminists, they're kind of like the answer, you know, the ones running the organization are the answer to, you know, these lost minds. So that's why these lost minds end up settling, you know, doing things like this, thinking that they're actually doing something.
Well,
you know,
normal people go off and have a business or work in the community and have a husband, a wife, and kids. And then you've got feminists, quite frankly, are just women that want to dominate women. Everybody knows that women fight with women and that women don't like to be bossed around by other women. And that women dress up for women, and that it's all about women. And men have always competed with men, and then women compete with women. It's totally unnatural to have men and women fighting with each other, but we've been taught it through movies, culture, everything. And it's just a total joke, and these people are not going to sit here and lecture me. These people do not care about women. That's why they don't want women to be armed. They want the state to be the armed alpha male, men to be emasculated, and women to be the drones. And it just isn't going to work that way. I appreciate your call. From a biological sense, ladies and gentlemen, it's men that are the drones. But, again, they don't want anybody to even know these truths. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's Bizarro World today?
I tell you, we are living in Bizarro World. I've got a whole stack of people being microchipped and your appliances watching you. It's all being announced.
Well, I have a TSA story for you. I just went to Haiti and went to Jamaica, and I, you know, this was last week and came back last week. My story is involved with Fort Lauderdale Airport. Coming back into America, back into this country. Now I'm blind. They took my cane away from me, ran it through an X-ray machine. Why they wanted to x-ray my cane is beyond me, and then tried to herd me like cattle without my cane. I had no idea where to go. I'm holding on to my girlfriend, and, you know, obviously you can tell I have a vision impairment because I'm holding on.
And they said, hey, she can't go with you. Hands off.
Well, yeah, and then the best part about it, I'm holding on to her, and this weird-looking lady walked up and goes, oh, well, you two have been randomly selected for additional screening. I'm like, what? You know, and
I'm telling you, they see a 95-year-old man with medical devices hanging off of them, they go crazy, like piranha to a big old, you know, piece of meat. And it's just, it's all going to be the new troops on the streets shaking us all down. They're going to be the new domestic police force, and then the illegal aliens will be above the law. So how did this end up taking place?
In Florida. They separated me and my girlfriend and everything. They ran a bomb-sniffing dog all over me, grabbed my junk. I told them, you know what, this is unconstitutional. And they looked at me and they said, oh, you must be one of them Pacer people. Well, we're definitely going to screen you some more. And I'm like,
yeah, no, they admit it's come out in congressional filings that the main group they demonize is patriots that know about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because we are the enemy. We remember basic due process, basic freedom, so we've got to be demonized. So how did this all end with the new domestic security force?
Well, after I started ranting and going off saying, you know what, I need to speak to a lawyer. This is unconstitutional. You're screwing with my rights. The whole airport started looking at me and started chanting, you know, USA, USA. And after they stopped doing that, the TSA just totally left the group I was with alone. Just totally. And after I told them,
people were chanting USA because when they're scared and they see tyranny, they go USA, USA, like a cult deal saying submit, submit. And they do that out of fear because they know they're living in a tyranny. But yeah, that's a scary group of zombies.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man.
turn off the voice of John Lennon.
Well, I just had to laugh.
I saw the photograph.
I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
We're here, folks, live.
They've seen his face before. Nobody.
And don't forget the Sunday broadcast as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
I saw a film today, oh boy.
I want to go right back to your calls, but I want to do a rant on air so that Rob Jacobson or Darren McBreen or one of our great video editors who make these amazing montage videos that go viral, so we can illustrate how earth-shattering stuff comes out, like your television is watching and listening to you and is being recorded back to the major telecoms, to the government. And, yes, your OnStar is listening to you without warrants. And, yes, it's all been announced. And, yes, fluoride in the water does lower IQ. And, yes, the government was caught putting cancer viruses in vaccines. Here's an example. And, yes, our government got caught arming al-Qaeda in the Syrian Civil War, and now they've turned them loose and renamed them. And it's like the 1950s body snatcher, where at the end he's running out of the town, and he gets out on the highway and runs up the back of an army truck, and there's more of the pods, and he's like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere! You've got to warn everyone! I mean, that's how I feel. When there's a worldwide standardized program where the television's watching and listening to you, and Samsung and others admit it, we knew this 10 years ago, but or longer, but now it's all being admitted, and then nothing happens. Nobody gets in trouble. Can you imagine what's going to happen next? They're setting up incrementally Homeland Security to just start disappearing people. It's already going on. NDAA, all of it. Emergency Centers Establishment Act, all of it. I mean, what person in their right mind? Why on earth would so-called conservative talk show hosts cover up the FEMA camps and do hit pieces on us saying it isn't true? Why on earth would Brian Williams be for Obamacare when he knows full well it's got death panels, was written by insurance companies, as a giant screw job? Why on God's green earth would we be starting a war with Russia right now and be the bad guys? Why? I mean, I really feel like running around the street, jumping in front of cars, trying to warn people. I mean, somebody's got to get hysterical here. And look, I didn't do this in a psychological warfare manipulation on purpose. I'm just organically successful because I really am concerned. I really am freaked out. I really have seen the tyranny. I really have learned to not trust the system. And I know it's getting worse because I've grown up seeing it. And so I am running around, freaking out, trying to warn people as best I can. And I'm going to keep doing it so that as things get worse, people remember, oh, hey, that guy was right. Maybe he'll be right about the next thing. Oh, he is right about that. And then will listen to me about solutions. But the New World Order running our society might as well be a deep space alien invasion. And I've been sent emails and calls going, are you really trying to say it's aliens? No, I'm not. I'm saying the globalists are that big an enemy. Okay, and they operate and act like they're aliens. They say they're another species, they're super sapien, they're going to get rid of us. They've already decided they're taking over, okay? This is like a war we've never seen. It's a cultural, scientific rewrite takeover. And so we got to warn people. It's like Clockwork Orange meets Blade Runner meets Soylent Green meets Idiocracy. We'll be right back with your phone calls and hour number three.
Listening to GCN.
Mike and Steve and
visit GCNLive.com.
Elizabeth and Truth and Mesha, your calls are coming up. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets. They're allergic
allergic to as well.
When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.